Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
Folks, we are back again this evening to bring you more testimonies from some of the kids here at the ranch. I mentioned last evening that this is not all the kids at the ranch. We've got more kids than we try and record with, but we gave them the opportunity. Nobody was forced to come in and be on the radio. We gave them the opportunity to come and just share a bit of what they're thankful for and what their experience has been like at Ware's Valley Ranch. Because I can tell you this, the kids who came in are genuinely thankful. They really are grateful. They're grateful for the ranch. They're grateful for those of you who support the ranch and make it possible for them to be here on scholarships. It is only God's provision that enables us to do this. And when you hear these children, I wish you could see their faces. When you hear these children just expressing their gratitude and talking about what they've experienced here at the ranch, it warms the heart. So if you haven't been to the website, wvr.org, please go there and watch the 3-minute video on the opening page. But right now, let's hear from some of the children at the ranch. With me is Anna. And you've been here how long, Anna?
6 months, sir.
6 months. And where did you come from? What state?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. Okay. How did you hear about the ranch?
So I was having counseling at Mercy, where Georgia's at, and they found a place called Ware's Valley Ranch to, like, see the Lord and know about him. So they told me to come here, and yeah.
Are you glad you came?
Yes, sir.
And you've been here how long?
6 months.
6 months. Yes, Has it kind of gone by quickly?
Yes, sir.
That's great. Now, you live in a house with a number of other girls.
Sir.
Biologically, you're not related to each other.
Yes, sir.
But it's become like family, hasn't it?
Yes, sir.
We say about this place, more than a school, we're a family. And that's one of the main things we're trying to teach here, is not just the academic, the traditional subjects, but we're trying to teach folks ultimately about Jesus and then how to live our faith in the context of a family where people love and care for one another. Now, Anna, you came here, and this is different, isn't it? This is not ordinary.
Yes, sir.
Tell us, what are some of the things that you've really enjoyed here?
I love that we do different activities. Like, each day is not the same. Like, we experience new things and learn about Jesus.
Praise God. And you're how old?
I'm 16.
16 years old. So this is not a typical teenage life.
Yeah.
But it's really wonderful, isn't it?
It is.
All right. Anna and I were just talking, and this is?
Willow.
And Willow, you came from what state?
Tennessee, Athens area.
Athens area. And you've been here how long?
Briefly, 2 months.
2 months. About that. All right. We're glad you have been here for 2 months. Do you think you want to stay till you graduate?
Yes, sir.
I'm glad of that. You feel like you're learning a lot?
Yes, sir.
And you've got a sister who's here too, don't you?
Yes, sir.
And she's one of the reasons that you wanted to come, is you thought it'd be good for you and great for her.
Yes, sir. She's my inspiration for being here.
That's great. Well, we're very glad you came, and we're very glad Anna came. And let me ask you, Willow, what do you feel is the best thing about being at the ranch for you?
Everything's very God-centered, and I like that because it keeps you on focus of God, which, like, when you're out in the world with temptations, not everything's going to be about God. The world tries to, like, take our focus off of God, but when we're here, it's just we have chapel every day. We pray before everything. We pray in class. In world history, we learn about history through, like with Christ. We're mm-hmm. in public school. They're not allowed to teach that.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, being in a place where you can learn about God, you can keep him as your focus, is just very, I just love that.
Wonderful. Wonderful. You're how old did you say, Willow?
I'm 15.
15. And Anna, you're how old?
16.
16. And do you live in the same house?
No, sir.
Okay, but you are friends?
Yes, sir.
Have you noticed in this school environment that we've got kids who are different ages, but they all kind of blend together like a family?
Yes, sir.
That's kind of neat, isn't it? Yes, sir. You're not just in one little niche with everybody the same age and everybody dresses the same and does. Do you have to wear a special uniform here?
No, sir.
Okay. I've thought about doing that. They say that if you make kids wear a uniform, they behave better. But I've taught in some schools where kids wore uniforms, and I don't think they behave as well as the kids at Wears Valley Ranch. So we're glad the students at St. Andrews do not have to wear the St. Andrews uniform. There isn't one. But something I do look for, and I see a lot of around here, is smiles. And that's a good thing. Tell me, Willow, what impact has the ranch had on your walk with God? You talked about it being God-centered, that the teachers and chapel and all that kind of point you in that direction. But on the inside, what has happened for you?
So back at home, so at like certain points, I would go through dry seasons where I felt like God wasn't really there. And it was very challenging for me. It would make me, like, lose faith, like, lose my faith. And then there'd be moments where I would just be on fire for Jesus, just lit up, and then the light would go out. But here, that light is constantly running. It does not go out, just like God doesn't know out. Like, yeah, sometimes there's going to be dry seasons, but it's not what I feel. Like, I don't deserve to feel God's presence. No, like, I'm a sinner. I don't deserve that. But I know, and it's that faith that he's there. And that's what's important is the faith. So being here has helped me grow in that faith, knowing that he's there even when I don't feel in there.
So not living on the basis of feelings, but living on the basis of faith.
Yes.
That's great. Anna, do you feel like you've grown a lot spiritually, that you're understanding things better now as far as what the gospel is all about?
Yes, sir.
We think that's really the most important thing we do here is point people to Jesus. And folks, as you're listening to this broadcast, that's our goal in speaking to you. Obviously, we want you to know about the ranch. We want you to support the ranch. But the most important thing is not your relationship to the ranch. Your most important thing is your relationship with Jesus, because that's going to last forever. And we want you who are listening to know that God loves you very, very much, and that if you put your trust in him, he will save you. We're not saved on the basis of what we've done. We're saved on the basis of God's grace displayed in Jesus Christ. He paid the price for our salvation, and we want you to trust in him. Any favorite scripture, Anna, that you want to share?
Yes, sir. It's Romans 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen. Amen. Have you memorized any scriptures since you've been here?
Yes, sir.
What are some scriptures you've memorized?
Psalm 1, Psalm 2, Corinthians 13. Right now I'm learning about the Sermon on the Mount.
Because you want to go to the beach.
Yes, sir.
Ah, that's great. That's great. And Willow? Any scripture you've memorized since you've been here?
Yes, I've memorized Psalm 1, Psalm 2, 1 Corinthians 13, the whole thing. And then I've started on Psalms 119. So far I've memorized verses 1 through 8, and then 9 through 16.
Great. Now, if you memorize all of Psalm 119, which is the longest chapter in the Bible, does that also qualify for a trip to the beach?
That's what I was told, sir.
Yes, you were told correctly. All right. But I will tell you, we've had more students succeed with Matthew 5, 6, and 7 than have succeeded with Psalm 119. Because Psalm 119, you need to break it into some sections. And obviously, you're doing that in groups of verses 1 through 8 and then 9 through 16. But if you don't break it into sections, you're going to give up. The nice thing about the Sermon on the Mount is you get through chapter 5 and it's like, wow, well, I'm a third of the way through. I got chapter 5, and then you get chapter 6, and then you get chapter 7, and then you put the whole thing together, and then you go to the beach. So Psalm 119 is great. Keep it up. All of God's word is inspired. That is God-breathed. It's true. It is life-giving, and it all points to Jesus.
Amen.
So, ladies, thank you for joining us. We hope that you, along with our listeners, are going to have a wonderful Thanksgiving. But I want you to pray for our listeners, and I want you to know that our listeners, many of them, pray for you. So God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Folks, I have some more people in this studio with me. We're bringing them in one after another, and we've got four in here right now. These young men have each got their own story, and I'm going to let them share just little snippets and then talk about what they're thankful for. So do you want to step up? And when you get up to the mic, I'm going to ask you, give me your name and your age and how long you've been at the ranch.
Yes, sir. My name is Alex. I'm 15, and I've been at the ranch for 2.5 years.
That's great.
I'm Bruce. I'm 16, and I've been here for 2 years now.
All right.
I'm Caden. I've been here for just about a year.
Very good.
My name is Jaden. I'm 14 years old, and I've been at the ranch for a little over a month.
That's great. Now, these guys each, as I said, have their own story. Jaden, you've come to us from what metropolis?
Like, it was just a crazy neighborhood growing up, like a bunch of shootings. It was just a bad place. Like, growing up out there, you'll see, like, people doing drugs, playing with guns, and, like, you'll think it's cool and get into it. Yeah.
And God had better things for you, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
Now, that metropolis where all that stuff was going on is basically right in the Atlanta area, right?
Yes, sir.
We're glad you're here.
Thank you.
All right. And Alex, where did you come from?
I came from Seymour, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there's been a lot of problems in my family. Just first part of my life was really rough.
Yeah.
And it created a lot of problems.
Well, we are glad you're here, brother.
I'm from Ware's Valley, just a couple minutes from here.
Ware's Valley? Where is Ware's Valley? Now, our listeners should know that's where the ranch is. So this is probably the closest neighbor that we've had as a student. And, Caden, we're glad you came here.
Yes, sir.
All right. Bruce, where'd you come from?
South Carolina. My early life was a bit rough. I was lucky to get out of that, get into a good family, but I built up a lot of bad habits, and the ranch has really helped.
Praise God. All right. I want you to each take a moment and share what you're thankful for. Alex, what are you especially thankful for?
I'm thankful for the time I get to be here at the ranch and learn more and more about God's word and how he loves all of us.
Amen. Do you ever get to play games?
Oh, yes, sir. All the time.
All right. But you're really grateful for what you're learning, and we're grateful for that, too.
I'm thankful that I can wake up every morning and have the ability to run around and use my athletic abilities.
Good. You feel safe here?
Yes, sir.
I'm glad.
I'm thankful for all the opportunities I've had with either it's learning something new about school, like me and Alex, we're both in AP Pre-Cal right now. That's going really well. Or building new sound theology.
Good. Good. Good.
Yeah, mine kind of goes along with Caden's. I'm thankful for waking up every morning and God just giving breath in my lungs. And I'm thankful for being here and being with Pastor Wood in person. I just
bless you.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad you're here.
Thank you.
You have an older brother who graduated from the ranch, don't you?
Yes, sir.
We're glad of that, too. And we're glad that after his experience here, you and your mom thought it'd be a good idea for you to come.
Thank you.
Yes, we're real glad that worked out. Now, any special passage of scripture that you want to share?
Well, there's a lot of scripture I've memorized. And
what are some of the scriptures you've memorized?
Well, Matthew 5, 6, and 7.
The whole chapters?
All of them together, yes, sir.
The entire Sermon on the Mount?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Did you get any kind of reward for that?
Yes, sir. I went to the beach with you.
Oh, okay. I remember that. That was earlier this year. Sure. All right. Congratulations.
I like Jeremiah 29:11 because it reminds me that it's not just like I'm just walking here. It's I know God has a plan for me.
Amen. Amen. Bruce?
So mine's a little bit different than the normal optimistic ones. But mine is 1 John 2:18. Little children, it is the last hour. As you have heard, the Antichrist is coming. Even now, many Antichrists have come. I just remind all the viewers that right now we live in a dark world, but the Antichrist have already come, and we're still living, so.
Good. There's been opposition for a long time, hasn't there?
Yes, there.
A couple of thousand years.
Yes.
They killed Jesus, didn't they?
For sure.
But he conquered death.
Yep, he rose back again.
He's alive right now.
Yes, sir.
That makes all the difference. That makes all the difference. And Jaden, tell me, you've had to memorize some scriptures since you got here. What have you memorized so far?
One that really stuck out to me was Psalm 1, where it said, "For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish."
Amen. Amen. Psalm 1 is the first scripture that we ask the students to memorize when they come to the ranch. And they do memorize a lot of scripture. And we are so thankful because God uses that to renew our minds. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, God bless you guys. Thank you for coming in. Anything else you want to share you're thankful for?
I'm thankful for Pastor Wood.
Oh, bless you. This guy knows how to make friends and influence people. Well, we're glad he's here. He lives like it. All right. Thank you, guys. God bless you. All right. The young man who's with me in the studio at the moment is one who's been here a while. Isaiah, tell us, how old are you?
I am 18. Just turned 18 November 19th.
Just turned 18.
Yes, sir.
Kind of happy about that?
Yes, sir. For sure.
Kind of feel like a man?
Definitely feel more manly, for sure. Yes, sir. Yeah.
That's great. Now, you've been here how long?
I've been here 5 years.
5 years.
Yes, sir.
And are you looking forward to graduating one of these days?
Yes, sir, I do.
That's great. How are your studies going?
They're going well. Doing better in math. That was one thing I struggled a lot just as a kid, but the Lord has graciously helped me in that for sure.
So. Wonderful. Now, where did you come from? What state are you from?
I am from Tennessee, Knoxville, Tennessee.
All right, very good. And you are not the only member of your biological family who's here. Who else is here?
My little brother, Victor. He is 10, and he came here about 2021.
Okay. So when he was interested in coming, did you think that'd be a good thing for him or not?
That was definitely a good choice by him, for sure.
That's great. Now, you say a choice by him. Do kids actually have input as to whether or not they're going to be here?
Yes, sir. They sure do. I was not sure if I wanted to come here, but I was just praying about it a lot with my grandma, but I definitely heard the Lord's voice, and he definitely wanted me to come here, so I did, and it's been wonderful. Yes, sir.
Praise God. Now, I the reason I asked that is not because I don't know the information, but because I want you, our listeners, to understand this is not some reform school or place where kids get dumped.
Yeah.
The students have input, and I've had more than one potential student when I over across the years as I interviewed, and they'd look at me that first interview down in the counseling center and say, "There's no way that I'm coming here." Mm. And I look at them and I say, "You're exactly right."
Yeah.
if that's your attitude, you are not coming here.
Yeah.
But you did. Now, that doesn't mean it was easy, and it doesn't mean always easy to be here, does it?
No, sir.
You're missing out on a lot of what people consider normal childhood. You're not out going to proms. Actually, we have had a prom that you guys got to be a part of.
Yes, sir.
But, I mean, typically, across the years, you're not playing on a high school football team. You're not doing a lot of things that other kids get to do. But you are getting to do a lot of things that most kids don't get to do.
Yes, sir.
And what would you say has been the biggest impact? Has it been academics? Has it been social? Has it been spiritual? What's been the biggest impact in your life because of your being at the ranch?
Yes. All three of those just really combined, but definitely the social. Like, as soon as I came here, I just realized how loving and welcoming people are. And because of that, it changed me spiritually. And that is, like, the biggest thing. And the most important thing by far since I've been here, I've just how much God has changed me spiritually, and just I've finally have learned to follow him. Because, I mean, I grew up with a Christian family, but, I mean, I just went to church and I thought that was it. But the staff and even the students have just taught me what life is about, and it's living for Christ and not the things of this world that might seem fun and normal.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Praise God. I've said many times across the years that there are a lot of people who support the ranch hoping that we're going to give these kids a mm-hmm. normal childhood. And I don't want to do that. We don't want this to be a normal childhood. We want it to be an extraordinary childhood. And it is.
Yes, sir.
This is a very special place with a lot of very special people. And that includes our students. And yes, Isaiah, you are a standout. You're somebody who has, as you said, been here for years now, and God has worked in your life very clearly. There's been a real change in your attitude, and your perspective, and it shows across the board. You're a blessing to others.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, what are your hopes after high school?
High school, we are still thinking about it. I've been talking about it with a staff here, Mr. Andrew, whether I should graduate December of next year or graduate 2026. 'Cause the stuff that I want to do has something to do with like videography, and I don't actually have to take classes and go to college for that. So I could graduate next year. So, but the ranch is definitely helping me in that right now. It's still a discussion and something that's in the works right now.
That's wonderful.
Sir.
I would love for you to go into that field and use it for God's glory.
Mm. Yes, sir.
There are a lot of good things happening in that field, and social media is using the latest techniques in order to get people's attention, and it can be used for Satan, but it's also being used for the glory of God.
Yes, sir.
And a lot of folks are coming to know Jesus who were introduced to the gospel through social media. Mm-hmm. So videography is a great field. Yes, and just be sure you keep living for Jesus and using it for him.
Yes, sir.
Anything else that you're especially thankful for that you'd like to share?
Thankful for? I do want to just thank you guys for accepting me here. And just also my grandma, she put a lot of time into it and just a lot of praying. But she's still continuing to provide just for me and my brother and just the family. So I'm really thankful for her and just not to give up on that. But for her to just trust the Lord, I just see a great work in her. Even though she's been here for a while, we all have something that we are working on because we are in a work in progress. But I'm just thankful for that and just my family and how much they have supported me. So
praise God. All right. Well, Isaiah, thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
God bless you.
You too.
Well, folks, that's it for this year on Thanksgiving's celebration. Last night and tonight, we heard from some of the children at Wares Valley Ranch. I hope that you will indeed pray for these kids. Pray for the staff who work with them. There's a lot of spiritual warfare here, and we can only do what we do through the power of the Holy Spirit. But God is at work, and lives continue to be changed. And one of these days, I guess we'll have on a bunch of alumni. I was talking with one who was saying that he prays for the ranch still every single day and that he's so grateful for what God did in his life and in his siblings' lives and in his father's life through his time at the ranch. God is working. And if you are being bombarded with negativity in the news because there's a lot of horrible stuff happening, I hope you'll take a few moments to listen to the good things that God is doing. You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE, or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.